What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast, Calvin the Disciplined Trader, speaking into existence. Y'all already know what it is, man. Exciting day to be in the market. And let me tell you, man, a little frustrated. And man, I want to talk about it today. So actually started a 100K challenge with Blue Guardian, purchased it on this past Sunday, and really just want to max out funding with Blue Guardian. I think I can get up to about 400K in prop firm funding with Blue Guardian. And so I want to just try to max that out this year, right? Just go ahead and get maxed out with them at the 400K mark. And so have a new 100K challenge and took my first trade. It was an A+ setup based on how I trade. But normally what I do is I set an alarm right at where the take profit is. So I'll get alerted so I can go look at my charts and make sure that it closes me out. But price literally stopped maybe 2 pips away from my take profit. And I didn't look at the trade at all because I'm working on like trusting my analysis, not staring at the charts, things like that. And so when I went to actually check my charts, which I always mark up my charts once the New York session closes. And so I went to check my charts to see what other opportunities may be available for the next trading day. And I saw that price was 2 pips away from my take profit and then it shot back up. I was still in profit, but per my trading plan, I'm always supposed to, when price makes a significant drop like that and it hasn't hit TP yet, I'm supposed to bring my stop loss to break even to manage this trade effectively so that if it does ultimately reverse, I lose nothing. But if it goes my way, of course, I make the profit that I was set to make. And so I did that. I brought stops to break even. And guess what, man? That thing completely reversed. And I ended up making no money on that trade. And so it, in one aspect, I'm excited and I'm happy because I followed my trading plan to the T. But then I'm also noticing that I am a little sour about it because I missed the opportunity to make profit on that trade. So I want to talk about that today because I think that is an interesting topic. And a lot of us feel that way when we don't get the result that we're expecting. We definitely get emotional. And so there's a great side to this, and then there is a side of development that still needs to take place. So let's talk about it, man. Sit back, relax, and let's thank our sponsors. Let's go. Before we jump back into today's podcast episode, I got to tell you about my recommended 4X simulated prop firm, and that is Blue Guardian. Listen, traders, I'm telling you right now, what better way to jumpstart your trading career than to get funded with virtual capital? It's literally a one-time investment. You take as long as you want to pass the challenge, improve your trading skills, and you literally get funded and paid off any profit that you make. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great deal, and Blue Guardian, my recommended prop firm, is doing everything they can to ensure that traders can protect themselves and actually have a fair shot at getting funded. Number one, they have the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector is an equity-based tool that you can literally, as soon as you buy your challenge, you don't even have to be taking a trade. You can go into the back office and you can set parameters so that if your trades go negative a certain dollar amount or percentage, the Guardian Protector will automatically take you out of the trade, making sure that you don't violate your daily drawdown. This is so beneficial because the number one reason why traders like you and I lose our prop firm evaluations is simply because we hit our daily drawdown limits. But Blue Guardian has solved that problem with the Guardian Protector. They are helping you, helping us protect ourselves against ourselves. Also, Blue Guardian has no restrictions. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during news. And this is amazing because you are allowed to trade your way without any restrictions. Also, you get an industry high 85% profit split once you go into profit on your funded account. And guess what? US traders, we are allowed to trade with Blue Guardian. We have access to their DX Trader mobile app as well as the web browser to access and buy and sell in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a prop firm, U.S. trader, international trader, Blue Guardian is where you need to go. And today you're going to get 15% off your next challenge by using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. Again, that's 15% off your next challenge and any challenge moving forward using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. I look forward to hearing that you got funded, and let's get back to today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the New Trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the New Trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode, Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and encouragement as you work your way to achieving your trading goals, as we work our way to achieving and knocking out our trading goals. It's a pleasure and honor to be here with you today, man. Feeling fantastic, feeling great, but did feel a little sour as I went to sleep last night and as I woke up. Did feel a little sour simply because, you know, like, it's like, I'm following my plan and I'm excited about that. And I'm journaling, like, you know, I'm keeping track of my emotions and all that stuff. And I'm seeing my setups play out. But then it's like you start to question. As I said in the intro, I had a trade that literally stopped 2 pips away from my take profit. And then you start to like question yourself, man, like, should I have, you know, moved my alarm up higher, or should I create a new rule that if price gets within, you know, like 10 pips of your take profit, you set an alarm and you consider closing out that trade early. So it just makes you start thinking on new things to change. And so that's the part that makes you feel sour, because it's like, man, I follow everything, I did everything right, and still I fell just short. You know what I mean? Like, the market got me again, right? Like, you really feel that way. But then on the bright side, it's like, yo, you executed your plan, you had an A-plus setup, you got in, it went your way, it was just a couple pips off, right? And then number two, you managed to trade perfectly. You knew that this trade had already made a significant move to the downside. And then on top of that, you, despite how you felt about the take profit not being hit, you still followed your trade management plan by bringing your stop loss to now break even, so that if this trade did reverse, which it ultimately did, you would be covered. You would not have to worry about taking an unnecessary bit a unnecessary big loss because you just got stubborn. And so you covered your trade and you did that well. You protected the capital. You guarded your capital, which is the theme of Blue Guardian, right? Guard your capital. So anyway, it's like that side of things, it's like amazing. You know what I mean? But I did my daily report card yesterday, and my grade yesterday was an 80%, which is like a B minus on the grading scale. And the reason I gave myself a B minus, even though I executed everything perfectly, I traded my edge, managed my emotions, I had proper risk management, I was disciplined. But the one area that I gave myself a lower grade in, or like I didn't score so high in, is the emotion part. Because the fact that I did feel sour, the fact that it did kind of affect me, and I did feel like I don't want to bring stops to break even. You know what I mean? Like, I literally, like, I know that's a part of my plan. And once I saw what the trade was doing, I knew immediately, hey, per my plan, I need to bring stops to break even. Emotionally, I didn't want to do it. You know what I mean? And so that's where, in that particular area of managing my emotions, I scored myself lower. And that's what brought my overall grade down to a B minus, because I was hesitant when it's supposed to be an automatic thing. And so these are like the important parts of like the report card and grading yourself and taking notes and just evaluating your performance for the day, because you're able to be honest, transparent with yourself, give yourself a grade, and then you pinpoint the things that you know you need to work on. So in my notes, I talked about how it made me a little emotional that the trade got so close to my take profit, but then it didn't ultimately hit my take profit, right? And so I just think that that's a very, very important thing that needs to be considered. You know what I mean? Like, when you're evaluating yourself, you need to look at emotionally, was I willing to do this or did it bother me? And those are the areas that we got to get better in. And so that's just an area that I got to grow in. And like, I feel much better now. Like, I really feel much better now. Like, talking to you about it and just sharing it and just recapping, like, I feel much better. The best way to trade for me, from my experience, is trading in a controlled environment. And what I mean by that is I can't control the market. All I can control is me. So if I stay in this state of following my rules, only trading my edge, I'm in a controlled environment. And so I can control the outcome. There's only three things that are going to happen at this point. I used to say two things, but now today there can obviously be three things. Either the trade is going to immediately lose, so I get into a trade and it's going to just flat out reverse on me, or the trade is going to go into profit and hit my take profit, or the trade is going to go into profit and it's going to reverse and stop me out at break even. Like, those are the three scenarios that it's going to do. And so as long as I'm in a controlled state of mind where I can accept one of those three things happening, there's nothing the market can do to hurt me. And I think because I haven't been as disciplined with following a set system in the past, when trades like this will happen, I would immediately try to jump into something else. I think because I'm in a more structured state as far as my trading plan and knowing what I'm doing, now I can fully accept the fact, like, yo, there are going to be some trades that are going to go deep into profit, near your take profit, but don't hit your take profit. And you're going to bring stops to break even and it's going to reverse on you. So that's like the third thing that could happen, right? So it's either going to immediately take me out, meaning it never really had a chance. It ultimately, it showed a little bit of life, but then it just reversed. Like, there's no opportunity to bring it to break even. Or it's going to go deep into profit and then you put it, and then you bring stops to break even and it's going to just take you out at break even, or you're just going to hit your take profit. One of those three things is going to happen. And the fact that I can now accept that, the fact that I can accept, look, there are going to be some trades that's going to give you a look, but then ultimately you're not going to make nothing and ultimately you're not going to lose nothing. Being okay with that, being okay with seeing the account go into profit, but still come back at break even. You got to be okay with that. And then the other side of it is, from a risk management standpoint, if I would have taken profit early, right? And this is the thing that I have to grip my mind around. It's like, Calvin, if you would have taken profit early on that trade, meaning what if your alarm would have went off and you saw that it was, you know, got close to take profit, but then started inching back, right? What if you would have saw that, right? The thing here is you got to understand that your take profit that you set, it's based on market structure and it's based off risk reward. So that means that if you would have got out of that trade, even though it was just like a couple pips, even if you would have got out of that trade early, you are now messing with the outcome of your trades because you know what your risk is, right? You know what your risk is already, right? Now, that take profit is something that varies because you got spreads, you got all these different things that's going on, right? And the spreads change depending on the volatility of the market. And so if you take that profit early, you're now messing with the outcome. And a lot of times we do the math on risk. We can say, hey, I'm risking 1% to make 2%, or I'm risking 1% to make 3%, whatever the case may be. But if we're consistently taking profit early, we're messing with our winners. You feel what I'm saying? We're messing with our winners. So if we keep taking profit early, a setup that would have generated a passing challenge in five trades because you took profit early on those five winners, now you're not passing a challenge in five trades. Now it's taking more trades to pass a challenge simply because your risk was set, but you took profit early, right? And so that's why, like, I kind of want to keep my mind in this robotic, systematic state where it's like, yo, if it don't hit take profit, Calvin, you got to learn how to deal with it. Let it go back to break even. It's all good because your setup, your edge says that, hey, this trade should go to this next level. And if it doesn't, it just, that wasn't the trade setup. Even though it showed you life, if it didn't follow through, it just wasn't the setup. And so I'm just understanding that. I'm like processing that. And this is good. Like, this is good for me. Even though it don't feel great, right? When you're going through it, it's a good conversation for me to have. All right. And so this is some stuff, man, right here that is definitely like, it's not something that a book is written on. These are little things that you encounter on your journey and you got to learn how to deal with it, right? And so I'm sharing it with you because this is something you need to know. And that's what this, that's one of the missions of this podcast, to give people the journey as I'm going through it. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the New Trader, man. God bless you. Take care. And if you're not plugged in, I would love for you to take this to the next step, right? You're tuning into the podcast, which is great. It's amazing. But I would love to be able to take this to the next step, which is you joining Calvin's Forex Growth Group. This is now an opportunity for you to not only hear the journey, but to also see the journey. In the Growth Group, I do these Q&A mastermind calls where I'm always always sharing the things that are going on in my journey. We're always going over market structure and the charts, breaking that down. Me just sharing it from my perspective, other traders jumping in, sharing it as well. Me also sharing my daily report card entries, my pairs that are in play, the pairs that are marking up, and I'm looking for certain biases, either buys or sales. I'm always dropping those in the chat and just ultimately just sharing the things that are working for me now in real time, breaking it down, explaining it in a super simplistic way so that people can get the knowledge and understand and apply that to their journey. So you got that part of the growth group. And then the most important part of the growth group is the accountability and the support. On this journey, traders like you and I, we need that support. And if it wasn't for the growth group, honestly, like there have been times when I probably would have just like set trading down for a while, but because of the growth group, because people are looking to me to provide this environment and show up and share my journey and be transparent, it's really allowed for me to grow and to be okay with struggling and be okay with losing. And so we have an environment where we support, we uplift, and we offer tips and suggestions. We have plenty of traders that are in the growth group that have made money trading, that have been able to get funded and have experienced some level of success so far on their journey. And so there's so many different people, so many different perspectives, so many different traders, but we all have one thing in common. We're all dedicated to the skill set, and we all are happy to share what we know to help others grow. So if that's something that you're interested in, and then last but not least, we do have hundreds of videos going over different strategies that I've learned and used to pass different challenges and things like that. So that is also a benefit for you as well. Again, this is not going to be the only resource you need to be successful. This is going to be a resource that will support you on an ongoing basis if you need that support, if you need that community, if you need, you know, a group of people, like-minded individuals to bounce ideas off of. This is going to be a lifetime access to this group into the online portal that you can use as you continue to grow in your journey. So it's not the only resource you're gonna need. It's just a resource, and you don't have to worry about monthly fees. It's a one-time fee, and you have access for a lifetime. All right. So hey, if you're interested in that, www.calvinthenewtrader.com. And listen, man, if I don't catch you in the growth group, I will catch you right here again tomorrow. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader. God bless you. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You gotta beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. God bless you. Take care. Holla at you later. Peace. What's up, traders? Real quick, if you're looking to journal your trades, be able to track your progression on your trading journey, and get these amazing analytical data points about your strategy, see how often it wins, the days that it wins, and be able to backtest it all in one place without having to use a pen and a piece of paper, well, check out my recommended online trading journal, TradeZilla. All right, there's a link in the description. Plus, you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER1. Again, that's TradeZilla, and you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER1 at checkout. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.